There's only so many things you can do with a trumpet.
On the stage, at least.
Do we have anything else?
We have the anti-French song.
Oh, that'll be ideal.
And if you can be even ruder to the rest of Europe, so much the better.
So how do we weave it into the fabric of the play?
Weave it into the fabric of my arse. Our good and glorious king wouldn't know a dramatic motivation if you kicked him up the bum with one, and I say that as a hardened Tory. Don't you just bring it on and say, this is the anti-French song, and this is the pro-British one, and leave it at that. He'd be delighted.
Will that do, do you think?
I don't see why not.
Mr. King, will you be good enough to come on and be rude to the French for all these good people?
It'll be my pleasure, sir.
Just give Mr. King 4 bars introduction and he'll do the rest.
You can never trust a Frenchman, nor any of the henchmen. Or Germans, or Dutch, or the Belgians and such. They're as bad as lawyers and benchmen. The grave Europeans sing their own praise in peons. But the channel is wide, let them stay on their side, where they've been for countless eons. Their language sounds like Twitter, or lips and teeth and squitter. Their cheese and their wine may be all very fine, but you can't beat English bitter. And French sophistication just gives you constipation. When they murmur amour, we are all dead sure they're the world's least sexy nation. So let us raise our glasses as England's glory passes to aristocrats and to middle-class brats and the glorious working classes. The Scotsman has his sporran snug in his Glasgow warren, and the Welshman's a lad and the Irish are mad, but none of us is foreign. So praise our bastard nation, an incredible creation of Latins and Celts and Saxons that melt into pure miscegenation. And welcome other races with different shades of faces. Come and join in the song, sing it with us so long as our French stay in their places.